Hey, this is Pastor Mark Robinson, and I want to take a second and welcome you to this week's episode of This is Wildwood, a conversation where we celebrate what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God at Wildwood Community Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for making the space to be with us today.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to 2020. That sounds like a sci-fi movie. But here on the This is Wildwood podcast, once again, we're going to be focusing on what it looks like for us to follow Jesus together to the glory of God here at Wildwood Community Church. And on today's episode, we're really going to be talking about how our faith in God and our love for others increases as we follow Jesus into worship. A lot of times we think about worship specifically related to music, but in fact, what worship is really laying down all that we are and lifting all of Christ up. And one of the ways that we do that is by being a good steward of the resources that God has entrusted to us. And one of those resources that He's entrusted to us is finances. And at Wildwood, we have a ministry called Financial Peace University that really helps equip us to be better stewards of the financial resources that God has entrusted to us. And today with us on the podcast are a number of people who help be a part of the team that leads Financial Peace here at Wildwood. So I have Larry and Madeline and Dennis here with me. So welcome, everybody.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Well, I'd love to just begin and have everybody introduce yourself to us. Let us know, who you are, how long you've been at Wildwood, what you do for a living, but also what your connection is with Financial Peace. So, Dennis, maybe we'll start with you.
I'm married to Kim. We've been married 43 years.
And your name is?
Dennis. My name is Dennis. And we've attended Wildwood for the last 7 years. And I own an education business. Kim and I both operate it, and what we do is we provide continuing education and education training to insurance agents, producers, adjusters. And what I do at Wildwood is I help in the ushering at the 11 o'clock service. And how I got connected to Financial Peace was when Kim and I got married, there was a program that was actually pre-Financial Peace. It was put on by Larry Burkett, and we got involved in it then and have just stayed with it.
Fantastic.
My name's Larry Inman. My wife and I have been going to Wildwood for 7 years now. I'm an accountant. I work for an oil and gas company here in Norman. Some of you may know me. I sing up on stage. I'm the big, tall, bald guy that stands up there every once in a while and sings. And we got involved in...
That's not how I would describe you, by the way. I would say the man with the beautiful voice in front of us. Not the big, tall, bald
thank
guy.
You. Come thank on, Larry. You so you're, much.
You're too modest. So.
Right. We took the class in 2015, was when we got involved with Financial Peace. It was one of those things that was advertised, and it was something we thought we needed at the time, which we definitely did. And took the class the first year and basically have either taken the class or helped coordinate the class every single year since then. So.
Okay, and I am Madeline. I am Larry's wife. And I am an HR person for a janitorial company here in Norman. And everything he said.
And a big ditto. I follow that. Okay, wonderful. Well, Dennis, as you help oversee Wildwood's Financial Peace class, what are maybe some stories that you could share with us about how you've seen this material help people?
Well, Larry and Madeline are the absolute rock stars of Financial Peace University in taking the information and applying it. We've had a lot of successes. Some are small because this can be overwhelming for a lot of people when they're taking a look at their finances. So we've had a lot of small successes where people got their finances under control, but we've had some real dramatic ones. One that comes to mind is a man named Sam, and he was in the class in 2015. I actually called him last night and just wanted to verify my numbers so I got them straight. But when he took the class, he was $28,000 in consumer debt. So that's car loan debt and car debt. He'd had a lot of issues that had come up in his life, And he bought into the program. He bought into God's word, how you handle your finances. And in 21 months, he had all of his consumer debt paid off. And now he's focusing on paying off his mortgage. But what it's given him the ability to do is, since his finances are under control, is to give more. So that's one of the most dramatic ones. $28,000 paid off in 21 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's more than $1,000 a month.
Yes.
You're just doing the quick math in my head. Wow, what an exciting story.
Hey, and if I can jump in, one of the things that with financial peace you hear a lot about are those big stories, like we paid off $100,000 in 2 years. We paid off, like you said, $28,000 in 20 months. Some of the greatest success stories are the ones you never hear about. This past class we had a bunch of young kids in there, young kids that we saw become devoted to the program, and hopefully it put themselves in a situation where they'll never see debt. They'll never be in debt. They'll never have to be slave to that part of their lives. And so
proactive rather than reactive.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so those are the stories you never hear about, but those are the stories that are the most impactful, because the people who never see debt are the ones that are the most successful with this stuff.
When he says young kids, he means early to mid-20s.
Okay. So. That was going to be my next question.
grown people, but young.
Yeah, so if a college student is listening to this, is not something that they need to wait until they get 10 years into a career and $28,000 in debt to take. They could actually participate in the mm-hmm. in the course this winter.
Absolutely. We've also had high school seniors come in, and mm-hmm. so that's fun because they're getting ready to start doing all the college stuff, mm-hmm. and they're getting a jump start on what to expect with finances and how to handle it. So.
And in the last class, we had Christina, who is actually a nursing student. Mm-hmm. And then we also had another young lady who had just graduated from OU. So she's getting her first job. And in the same class, we had a married couple that were probably in their 60s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the point being, it's never too late to learn or never too early to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great reminder. Now, Larry and Madeline, Dennis referred to y'all as the rock stars. So maybe you can share with us a little bit of your story with FPU.
Well, I don't know about rock stars, but we were definitely the type of people that went all in. Everything that they learned, because one of the things that he says is you can't cherry pick some of the stuff out of it. And so we did exactly what he said, and we went all in on it, and it happened to work out for us. Unbelievably well.
He went all in first, though. In all fairness, you did.
Yes, but we both. I mean, it was definitely a sacrifice that we, both of us had to make, and both of us have been doing it for years, and it's just been. I guess to give you some number, when we took the class back in 2015, we had about $27,000 in student loan debt. We had $3,000 in credit debt, credit card debt, and then we had about $120,000 left on our mortgage, and we are on pace right now to have all of that paid off in the next 6 months. So we are six months away from being 100% debt-free, which would be $150,000 in less than 5 years.
And that's with how many children living at home?
Well, now we only have four.
We only have four now, but we have five total. So
you did that with...
Yeah.
We did that, and we started it. When we started it, we were one income... you know, and the results are going to vary. We went crazy and cut out everything for a while, but the results are going to vary. But it works. And that's the one thing that I can say. No matter what situation you're in, no matter how you go about the all of the steps that it takes to get to where you want to get to, it just works.
Yeah,
it's important that people understand that it's not just knowing what the steps are, because that's really helpful, but you have to show up. That's the biggest thing. You show up. And every day, even if it's a tiny win, it's a win. So you have to show up, and you just have to be dedicated to what the ultimate goal is. Mm-hmm.
How long ago was it that y'all first participated in the Financial Peace Program?
2015.
Okay. So this is over the last 4 years mm-hmm. or so, 5 years now, mm-hmm. This year. I think that's a helpful reminder that this is not just a quick fix, but it's actually a reset of your patterns in your life, right? Yeah. Because it's not just, I take the class, I go through 10 weeks, I learn, or how many weeks is this?
It's 9 weeks.
9 weeks. You go through 9 weeks in the course, but really, it's you're learning skills that will go with you for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life. Yeah, and it is. It's a change in the way that you do things, pencil to paper, so to speak. But it's also what the biggest thing that they talk about is it's a change in your mindset. It's a change in how you think about finances and how you think about where you are with your finances. And that can be the hardest part. I mean, it's pretty easy to go in and tell anybody, oh, you just need to do this and do this, and you're good to go. Changing your mindset can be the hardest part of this program, but if you do it, the benefits will not only affect you, but will affect future generations.
Right, and one of the things Dave Ramsey said, it's not a math issue, so it is all about behavior.
Yeah.
So, because if it were math, everybody would be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so it is absolutely changing your mindset and how you're looking at things.
And one of the things he says is 20% knowledge, 80% application. So it's when you're in your everyday life, it's I'm applying it. I've got to do it step by step, just as you indicated.
So you mentioned and you mentioned Dave Ramsey. For those maybe not familiar with Financial Peace, it is a set of curriculum that is taught on video by Dave Ramsey, who's a popular author, a conference speaker, radio host, television host, those kinds of things, who is actually presenting the material, and he does so in a very compelling way, right? But Dennis, maybe you could share with us a little bit of what all is covered in the course. Kind of give us an overview of the kinds of things that Dave Ramsey walks people through in the Financial Peace program.
So what Dave Ramsey does, he has condensed all this down into 7 baby steps, because for a lot of people, this whole thing can be absolutely overwhelming. When they start looking at it, they're going, there's no way I can get out of this, there's no way I can change, but they can. And what he does is he breaks it down into what he calls baby steps, and there are 7 baby steps. And just real overview of that, the first baby step, step number one, is save $1,000 as an emergency fund. Because when you have a flat tire, when something goes wrong, the refrigerator goes out, then you're not trying to go borrow money or put it on your credit card. You've got an emergency fund. Step number two is you start, once you've got your $1,000, you start paying off all your consumer debt, your credit card debt, your boat loan debt, car debt, etc. And then step three is you start putting away enough cash that's a real emergency fund, where if you lost your job, if something happens in the economy, then you've got enough to survive from anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And then step 4, 5, and 6, he starts getting into putting money away for retirement, putting money away for your college education, and then paying off your house early. But step 7 is the absolute most exciting one. Is the idea is once you have all these things paid off, then you have much extra income to be able to give. And he has one entire session on just what you're able to do and how you're able to help other people in terms of giving, because you're not restricted. I've got to make this payment, this payment, this payment. Then when I'm led to do something, to give something, I have the money to be able to do it.
Yeah, wow, what an exciting thing. And you know, some people who are listening, maybe they've already got baby step one taken care of, but there are other things in that process. So somebody who comes into the course, step one might be where they began, but other people, they might already be at step 2 or 3, but there's still a path and a pattern in those baby steps to really move in a new direction. Well, I know with a course like this, there are people who are listening, and they're thinking, wow, that would be interesting, but I don't know that I could do that, or maybe I can't prioritize the time or whatever. So Dennis just, you know, asked you the question about all the children who are in your house, and you're both working and you're both volunteering your time in a lot of different ways. So what would you say to the Edmonds here? What would you say to somebody who's considering taking the class but feels like, you know, our life is really full right now? How might you encourage them? Is it worth it, the cost of the material, making the space and the time, those kinds of things?
Is it worth it? emphatically, yes. Maddie and I were talking about this last night a little bit. It's funny. The first time we heard about the class when we were coming here to Wildwood, we didn't take it the first year because it cost $100 to take the class, and we were living paycheck to paycheck, and so it was a situation where we were like, I was like, I really want to do this, but I don't think we're in a situation where we can spend the money. And so the next year when it rolled around again, I looked at my wife and I was like, I want to do this. And luckily for me, she was like, let's do it. And so we did it. We invested the money to do it. And it's impossible for us to quantify what kind of a financial impact that $100 investment has had on us. It would be very easy for me to say it's been worth millions of dollars and not be exaggerating, because it took us from a position of living paycheck to paycheck to we're almost out of debt, we're saving for our retirement, we're on pace to look like we're going to be able to have a retirement, which we had always felt like we were going to be the type of people that were going to work until we were dead. But not only that, our daughter is going to be taking the class in January, and it'll be the second time she's taken the class. And so it's had that kind of same impact on our children, to where, yes, it's affected us in an unbelievably positive manner, but our kids are going to go through this class, and our kids are going to not have any debt. And if they follow the steps like they've told us they want to, and we think they will, they're going to be in an unbelievable financial situation going forward. And so, was it worth it for us to $100? Absolutely. But the impact that it's going to have on our future generations, our children, and hopefully their children, something you can't quantify, and just an unbelievable impact for those that we care about. So,
And figuring out how to pay for it for those who are struggling with that. You know, we figure out how to pay our phone bills. We figure out how to get all the newest things, you know, put a couple of dollars away every couple of weeks or whatever you have to do. It is absolutely worth it. I think for us, it's one of those things where it's not just impacted our finances and our kids, but it has bled into every aspect of our marriage and of our lives, because mm-hmm. we realize that with all of it, none of it's ours. So it's so much, I don't know if it makes any sense, but it's like a weight was lifted from our shoulders because we're just managing.
Yeah,
it's His. It all belongs to God. Our children, our home, our finances, every single blessing that we have, it isn't ours. And so it helped us see that. It shifted our perspective, and it is priceless. Wow. So.
Well, praise the Lord on that. You know, from a $100 investment to a priceless return, you said, Madeline, to $1 million return, you said, Larry. That there are a few things we can invest in that have that low of an investment with that high of a return.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much for sharing your story with us there. Now, Dennis, maybe you can share with us some of the specifics. So somebody's listened to this, they're motivated, they're ready to take that step forward. Let us know when the class is, where it's meeting, and how somebody can get involved.
The class is going to be meeting at Wildwood. It's going to start on January 14th. The cost is $100, and the easiest, fastest way to get registered would just be go online, and the website is wildwood.org/FPU, and you can register and then get into the class, or if you want to talk to myself or Larry, see us Sunday morning, then we can help you get registered. But the fastest, easiest way would be to register online, and then the materials will be sent to you by the Financial Peace University.
Perfect. So they you can sign up right now, wildwoodchurch.org/FPU, and that link will also be in today's show notes. It's also referenced, if you are a Wildwood attender, you will see it in our bulletin on Sunday. We're actually going to be talking about this from the stage a little bit this Sunday morning, but really looking forward to the class this spring, and so thankful for the ministry that the Lord is working through all three of you, both in your lives, but also as you are investing in others inviting them into this material as well. So thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks also for just stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining us today on the podcast. We will connect with you soon. Have a great start to 2020. Well, this has been another episode of This is Wildwood. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we would love to hear your story of how you've seen God at work. So go to wildwoodchurch.org/thisiswildwood and let us know what's happening. We'd love to feature your story on a future episode. Friends, we will talk with you soon, but until then, let's follow Jesus together to the glory of God.